And I'm bringing that Bieber heat, son.
He's bringing the Bieber heat. He's got a little Bieber in him. Make up your own jokes. Larry.
Yeah, Bob Seger would take care of Stewart or Bowie, wouldn't he?
Okay, let me ask you this. Is Seger our top solo performer?
I think he was voted as such by in our show. And CCR is strong, too.
Well, is it still CCR?
But if we're just wanting to represent America, do you got to go with somebody like Toby Keith or something? You know, like
I don't know.
See, we have that because they've got rock and roll. Do they have anything else?
Okay.
We've got rock, we've got country, we've got blues,
It's about winning. I like Toby Keith, but are you going to try Toby Keith out there to go against Paul McCartney
not
or Elton John or U2 or
no? That's where we throw Chesney
Rod
and the Sharks.
Are we doing this at a military base?
Yeah, that's right.
Robert, what's up?
Hey, I tell you what, John Cougar Mellencamp would be good.
I like it, but
Springsteen.
He can't be Springsteen. Yeah. Springsteen can hold his own. Springsteen can step on stage with those guys.
Yeah, just the mere magnitude show power.
His power. Yeah, his history.
I got an interesting fact, Tommy. You was talking about the Germans and the Nazis and all that a little while ago. You know, in 1945, I think it was around June 4th or 5th or somewhere in there, Chuck Norris was born. You know, the very day after that, the Nazis surrendered. That's a coincidence.
Yeah, that's a coincidence.
That's funny.
Did you just say Chuck Berry?
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris. Okay. Jesse.
Chuck Berry?
Yeah.
What's up?
I got two for you.
Come on.
Jimmy Buffett, Willie Nelson.
You might go Willie.
I guarantee you Buffett could go on any stage.
If you try to Buffett, they might see the crowd and surrender.
That's fair.
You know what? I'm not sure. I like Buffett too. But Willie Nelson has not only been a writer. I mean, he's a legendary.
He is here. I don't know that he is there, and I don't know how much international.
I need Willie and Snoop on a tour.
He doesn't have the international power that the Rolling Stones or David Bowie.
Well, I mean, but how many do? Oh, let me ask you this.
All of theirs do.
I know they do. I'm talking about it for us.
I still say you throw B.B. King.
What about
you
Chuck Berry? Chuck Berry before B.B. King.
Well, B.B. King.
You're going to throw B.B. King out with one hit?
No, you know what? Chuck Berry would crush B.B. King. Okay, you're right, but then throw Chuck Berry out there. But I just think because...
Berry taught the Beatles how to play.
The B.B. King and Howlin' Wolf, they taught the Stones.
Chuck
they
Berry
taught
was there first.
They should have been learning because I tell you what, I ain't putting B.B. King against the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, Elton John.
Chuck Berry could handle any of them. Chuck Berry's in there.
Chuck Berry. Throw Chuck
Berry. He's one of the founders of rock and roll.
Yes.
Mark.
Hello.
Yeah.
Man. Y'all are forgetting about some of the great contracts. What about Garth Brooks? You know,
if we had Johnny Cash alive,
if we throw in our country, I think that we're going to kill.
Springsteen's definitely. He can hang with any of them.
I wrote him down. I wrote him in the Eagles. I would go Buffett too because I think his mass appeal would win them over. But he ain't there.
Okay, so we got Eagle, Springsteen, Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, and you can't really throw in Bieber, by the way. Somebody point out he's Canadian.
All right, but you've got all of the British.
Well, see, we didn't dive into all those rules.
But you've got in Britain, all of them are rock and roll.
Right.
Right.
We've got so much of it out there that we could throw. Okay. Who's our top guy in country right now? Who's our top guy?
We have to compete against him in Europe. Oh, Ryder Cup's got to come. What if we have to go over there? Our five walk on stage.
Our five walk on stage.
In that same breath, I think you have to go rock and roll because if you're talking Ryder Cup, you're playing golf against golf.
If their team's been announced, then we got to put our strengths against theirs. And if they don't have different genres, then we got to match. Okay, if they've got. All right, good times. Microphone just broke.
Yesterday, that mic came
on. I got a new one.
You got
Thank
a new
you.
One. That's nice.
That is awesome. If the webcam is recording, I would love to see what that looked like.
Look at that mic. Look at that. Okay. That's a great one.
Webcam right now.
I don't know why you don't have it.
Right, but if they're not breaking it up with the genres, we shouldn't either. You know what I mean? If they've got the Eagles and we need a band.
They don't have genres.
Then the interesting thing would be once you get this is who you match up against. Who's your best one?
Whoever you put up against McCartney loses.
I say Chuck Berry against McCartney.
Okay.
McCartney stomps him.
Yeah.
Huh?
No matter who we have.
McCartney stomps anybody.
McCartney wins. Unless he overshoots the green, McCartney's going to win his game.
Well, he's the best in the world. He's the greatest. He's the greatest living guy.
Bob Seger might get Elton John a run.
He played in front of the Queen. He's playing at the Olympics, and he played at Wrigley Field last year.
I think Bob Seger would run from Elton John.
Pardon?
Probably. Right. I don't know. I figure he's got a pretty good volume of work. Do we win any of these matches? Do we win any of them? Matt's going to tell you what's going on at the radio station. We got the match game coming up. And we're going to talk to our friend over at Magic Springs, who will document what happened yesterday.
Oh, I can't wait to see this video.
Oh, you got to see it.